Morning, Speaker.
Everyone.
Morning, Raymond.
Back there, he was blended in. The black curtains and everything.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order as our HUNCA session. Today is April 24th, 23. The time is 10:01 a.m. We are on day 24 of our agenda. Congresswoman Lemon, will you please give our morning prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today as humble servants. We thank you for the beautiful weather. We would ask for a blessing of rain, if you could fit it in. We ask that you be with us today as we finish up our session here to help help us through this day and to be thankful for everything that you give us. In your name, amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. The next item we have on our agenda is interview of appointee Mr. Raymond Lassley to the Traditional Cultural Advisory Board. Mr. Lassley is here with us this morning. If you could come to the podium and speak into your microphone and just any opening remarks that you would like for the members to hear, and then I'll open it up for any questions, and then you will be allowed any closing, and then we'll be done with your interview.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The only opening remarks that I have is when Chief Standing Bear called and asked if I would serve on this board, and I was reluctant at first, very reluctant. I didn't feel that I was at that age where I would be considered an elder, and I still don't. I mean, I'm 70 years old, and I still don't feel that I'm old enough to represent that elder role. But I'm looking around and speaking with Congressman Maker earlier, I think we're looking at 70 is kind of old now, and I've changed my opinion on that matter now quite a bit, and I'm not as uncomfortable with assuming that role of a traditional elder. Believe me, it's not something I sought after. It's just living long enough to do some things that I never thought I'd be able to do. And those things that are we're so busy this time of the year. My daughter told me she wants to put our grandsons in this year at Gray Horse. I've got 13 names that we're trying to do between now and Gray Horse, and it's just that's just the hard life that we have as being Wajaji, and it is an honor to even be considered for this role and to be representing the Pasuli district with this committee. So having said that, I believe I'll just keep it short, cut it off, and thank you for the consideration.
Thank you. Members? Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Mr. Lassley, you're right. As we get older, it's hard to believe that we start falling into these categories. And so I appreciate that. I appreciated the letter that you sent for us to go by, and it gave some insight to what you bring to the table. At first, I was a little disappointed that you didn't expound more on what you know and how my grandma felt. And you have to accept that, because being an elder is not just turning an age. Being an elder means that you've lived a life and you've lived the traditions and that you're here because we need you here to express that and to help us protect what we have. And so that being said, you mentioned, of course, naming. So you've got the naming rights for your family.
Yes.
And then and you've come back to your community. I don't really know how long you've been living in the community now, but you've come back to the community to participate. So that's been good. I've seen you at a couple of meetings there and stuff. But can you know, I think you've only been to one meeting.
Excuse me?
Have you only been to one cultural advisory meeting so far?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So in that meeting, did you get a good grasp of what's really expected and how do you feel about being responsible for those things?
The only meeting that I've attended was we discussed a fiction novel, and it was gentleman Rohrberg, I believe his name was, and he was writing something about the last Osage buffalo hunt, and we read his rendition of that and offered our suggestions on ways that he may want to refocus some of his attentions. And I did make a reply, and it had to do with the main character and the name of that main character. And I hate to name names in a public forum, but it did have a very prominent Pasuli name that they were going to use as the main character, and I advised them to maybe talk to the family before you do that, or to maybe alter it. And they went ahead and changed the name. So that's basically all I've done so far. And,
okay.
And from what my earlier conversation with Chief Standing Bear was that there may be some work to do in Missouri, and I told Chief, I said, I'm not, I don't want to be involved in politics. I'm more than comfortable addressing some of the things within this narrow framework of a cultural committee, a traditional committee, but I don't feel comfortable with politics, and I won't go there. I just want to serve and leave the politics to the politicians.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Glassley.
Good morning.
And it's quite an honor to see you standing there this morning. I want to thank you. In your past tenure, you were in an elevated position to know what goes on with the traditional, that TCA committee. And I know for a fact that you had 4 years of involvement in and out with that committee. So in my humble opinion, I know that you are familiar with what that, like you said, that narrow scope, and kind of tickled me that you said, you know, you didn't know whether we were of that elder class yet, but when you start naming off all of the namings that you have to do and all of the preparation that you have to do, because I know that you make a lot of those clothes for your grandchildren, you know, and you have been doing that for decades, I know. And your presence, especially with your no-nonsense and good common sense, along with your knowledge of our culture, we grew up underneath this arbor together. So I know your knowledge, and I appreciate you stepping up to put your name into this role. That's all I have to say, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. So one of the, a good thing about you being nominated as an appointee is that you do understand our government, and you were here prior to, you know, the new government, and definitely worked under our old form of government. So I think that your knowledge will help, because I think there's a lot of the cultural programs that come and rely on the advisory committee for their support and efforts, most certainly historic preservation. And I think you're familiar with Dr. Hunter and all the things that her office does back in tribal council days when we just started implementing NACPRA. And so I feel like that was one of the intents of the committee being established, was to support those efforts. And so I just wanted my colleagues to know that I'm well aware that you've got that background and to help support that and our other departments. And so I just wanted to let everybody know your history with the nation. We have some new folks, Ms. Redcorn, and so that they know that you've done spent a lot of time with our government. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Lassley. Good morning. So our families have a long history, and it's interesting because I think about 23 years ago, the roles were reversed a little bit. You were up in the education department, and I had just come back, and you know, a single mom, and it's so good to see that the full circle has made. And but for me to know that, you know, I know that even in every generation that we go through, in every decade that we live our lives, we get a different perspective on what we mean by culture. Some people have different definitions. Other people have different beliefs, and that's okay. And how it all ties together. But what helps me is that when I open the closets that I have, and seeing you there today, and the leggings that your mother made for me, mm-hmm. every one of my children and my mother's grandchildren have worn them, and the leggings that your mother made the same time that she made my leggings. She made my mother a pair, and they're still used every year at Gray Horse. My daughter wears them, and they fit perfect. And how often do you have something like that happen? And it just shows that even, you know, I don't even remember how old I was when I got those Keen leggings, you know. But they're still in fantastic shape. But it just helps me to understand how rooted you guys are. I remember coming to your parents' house as a little person, and the table just covered in all the beads, and your mom just over there. Anyways. It's just nice to be able to remember that and have that, and then know that you all have been immersed in it. And there's times when we go away from it because our lives might take us in different directions, but coming back is definitely something that speaks more volume than you know, just words alone. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to listening to you all and seeing how you work together. Thank you, Mr. Lassley.
There's a good chance that I put those moccasins together.
Oh, you put them?
Well, I put them together. I don't do the beadwork, but I'm the one that did the actually put them together.
Well, they're still together, and you don't see that color. Those two colors that your mom, that wherever she had, however they tanned them or whatever, you don't see the color. The color is a mustard kind of one mm-hmm. of them, and then another one's like a reddish brown. If you recall those, but anyways.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Any other member? Congressman Hamilton, then Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning.
Good morning.
Really, I feel really good about your appointment. I'm glad to see you. I'm looking forward to seeing you more. I know you made a point, if anyone had to see you, you had to come to Gray Horse. So I'm really glad you're going to stay active and we'll see more of you. My father served on the TCA committee, and so it's a position I think you're quite capable of handling and contributing to. One of the things they did a few years ago was they came out with a statement in regards to the spider. And there's no right or wrong answer here, and I hope you don't think I'm putting you on the spot. But I just wonder what your take on that.
I have no take, none whatsoever. That head committeeman Mason and I had a discussion one time, once upon a time, and it was we were just at camp basically, and we were visiting, and we were talking about that, and we were talking about that that spider web, and what it meant. And I told him at that time, I said, you know, that's beyond me. I didn't grow up with that, so I don't have any background on it. And he said, this is what he told Archie told me, and it makes very good sense. He said, look at the village here. And we were up standing between his camp and my house there in Gray Horse, and we were looking down at the arbor, and we looked at the arbor, and it's round. And if you look at that from the heavens, that is round, and it's almost the shape of a spider web. If you actually look at it, how the spines go out from the round structure. And he said, look around all those camps that are around that arbor, and how that looks like a spider web. If you imagine that from up here looking down, and it would look like a spider web that was basically the village with all the camps around it, everything around it. He said, that's what the Osage, that's how they envision things in those ways, looking skyward down. That's basically all I have on the spider web. I don't really have any kind of background on that at all, other than conversations.
Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Yeah, Mr. Leslie, I'm very glad that you're going to be on this board, and you bring a lot. Especially after hearing that story, that's the best description I've heard, other than John Joseph Matthews. But I think you're going to be great on it, and I'm glad you're going to be on it, and fully qualified. And you don't just sit there. You're also a teacher, and you'll be a great teacher in here, because you're also teaching our ways to all of our people, you know, especially the young people. And I bet people in here probably learned something today just while you were here. Thank you.
Any other member? All right, any closing? Oh, Congressman Tillman? Any closing that you have, Mr. Lassley?
Gee, I didn't come prepared to be, I came prepared to be grilled, actually. I'm standing here is in front of everybody, and these decisions that you make are so important, and I just hope that I'm able to meet your expectations. I'll do the best I can. I'll do my best to make every meeting, read everything I need to read, and I do have an issue, though, with I don't have a home computer, and I have no social media presence. I'm not involved in any of that social media, and so I don't communicate electronically except with my phone. And reading on my phone is kind of hard, and eyes are getting worse. But I'll do do my best, and I may have to utilize the cultural center for some activities. If that's allowable, would that be if I am?
I think the nation will be able to accommodate.
Okay, I just don't want to. Sometimes I may have to do some work, and I may need a computer. And if they could allow me to use their one of their computers there, at least to, if I do a memo or something like that, because I have no like I said, I have no home computer. And I don't want one, honestly. trust me. So yeah, but that's about all. I just want to thank you for the consideration. It's an honor, and I look at the former representative from Gray Horse, Mr. Shaw, and all the work that he's done, and if I could just achieve half of what Jerry Shaw achieved. think I'll be a success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Congressman Tillman.
Madam Speaker, at this time, I'd like to make a motion to place Mr. Raymond Lassley on today's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Second. There's a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Raymond Lassley on today's agenda for confirmation. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes, and Mr. Lassley will be on today's agenda for confirmation. Thank you. It'll be later on towards the end of the day, and we'll send you an email, or I'll give you a call.
I don't need to attend then.
No.
Okay, very good.
All right.
You're
dismissed, sir.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me just 1 minute, members, so I can update my agenda. All right, we are now on approval of the journal. Congresswoman Stabler.
Speaker, under bills and resolutions on third reading, ONC 2359, and looking at the vote count, and it's reported that there were 11 yeas and zero nays, but I see a couple of no votes there. I'm sorry, I think that was, I'm looking at the wrong paragraph. That one was fine. Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the Journal of April 21st, 2023 is presented.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Hearing none, it passes and the journal is approved. Thank you. Next, we are on reports of select committees. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues, listening audience. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday, April 21st, to consider resolution number ONCR 2312, a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2024 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next, the committee looked at resolution number ONCR 2313, an act to revise and approve the fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. The committee also met on bill number ONCA 2325, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide a supplement appropriation in the amount of $10,000 for the Kahika Stay Club and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. Co-sponsor was Congressman John Maker. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. The committee also looked at bill number ONCA 2332, an act to authorize and appropriate $10,000 to the city of Fairfax for the purchase of an Americans with Disability Act compliant forward walking pool ladder and pool safety equipment, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Pam Shaw. Co-sponsor was Speaker Alice Goodfox. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next, the committee looked at bill number ONCA 2334, an act to authorize and appropriate $3 million to the executive branch for the senior housing complex construction project in Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Otto Hamilton. Co-sponsors, Speaker Goodfox, Congresswoman Jody Rivard, and Congressman Maker. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next, the committee looked at ONCA 2356, an act to amend ONCA 22-95 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $431,456 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next was bill number ONCA 2358, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $764,305 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was myself. Co-sponsors was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next was bill number ONCA 2360, an act to authorize $105,300 of residual assets in a capital asset fund to be utilized for fencing by historic preservation and by harvest land for grow lighting and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next, the committee looked at ONCA 2361, an act to amend ONCA 2161 to reduce the appropriation to the executive branch in the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of coronavirus aid, relief, and economic security act projects by the amount of $615,908 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Next, the committee looked at ONCA 2362, an act to amend ONCA 22-14 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $615,908 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES Continue Action Project for the Harvest Land and Butcher House and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse.
Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees. Hearing none, we are on introduction of bills and resolutions. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress. Assistant Chief, I'd like to read in ONCA 2365, an act to authorize $200,000 of residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund to the Cultural Center for Fire Suppression System and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Without objection, I am going to move ONCA 2365 to bills and resolutions on first reading on today's agenda. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 2365, an act to authorize $200,000 of residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund to the Cultural Center for a fire suppression system and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker.
Congressman Tillman.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, place ONCA 2365 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2365 on general order day two on today's agenda. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Hearing none, ONCA 2365 is now on general order day two on today's agenda. Without objection, I will read ONCA 2364 for Congressman Potts, who is absent today. ONCA 2364 is an act to create a budget impoundment process and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2364 will be assigned to appropriations. We are now on general order day one, second reading. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. I need your bill because I don't have it. ONCA 2365 is an act to authorize $200,000 of residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund to the Cultural Center for a fire suppression system and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, without objection, ONCA 2365 will advance to third reading on today's agenda following engrossment.
For purposes of engrossment.
Give me just 1 second.
Sure.
Because we've got general order day three on here. We are now on general order day three, where amendments voted on or voted on in the order received, and hearing none at this time. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to recess to the call of the Speaker for the purposes of engrossment.
Second.
All of those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are in recess to engross ONCA 2365 to the call.